Blog Talk Radio.
I know a woman walked in her bedroom and caught her husband in the bed with a midget woman. She looked at her husband in the bed with this midget woman with tears in her eyes. She said, I thought you told me you done quit all that old stuff. He didn't stop doing what he was doing. He just looked over his shoulders. He said, hell, you can see I'm cutting down.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Giddy up.
Possum theme.
Les arpents verts, les champs, les bois, les chemins creux, c'est fait pour moi. J'aime les coins-coins des petits canetons et les bébés des bébés des moutons.
Moi, j'aime New York et son entrain. L'herbe, ça me donne le rhume des foins. J'aime l'animation des carrefours. Je t'adore, mon amour, mais rends-moi mes faubourgs.
Plein air.
En fait.
Bon air.
Nuit de fête.
Viens donc, chérie.
Adieu, ma belle vie.
Arpent vert, nous voici.
Because if it's boop, bop, boop, beep, beep. He's talking funny over there. Oliver Wendell and his Douglases. And I'll tell you, that Ava Gabor, she was a honey, I'll tell you what. Jaja never did nothing for me. Ava, I don't know what it was. So anyway, welcome to Friday night, what do you call, Possum over here. This is day 784 of The Dumb Guy. And you're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. That's us. And then during the week, it's Clobbering Time. Not us. Ben J. Grimm and Associates. Then Fridays, we're here already. Ted's going to town on his treat, so Katie, bar the door. Professor Gumby, that's too much information over here. What I say? All right. Well, I think that's it. There is to say about that.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing. Gimme that.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tummy. Oh, I gotta move that one somewhere else, man. That's just too handy. I use it too much, man. I have to agree with my point there that Ava Gabor got prettier as she got older.
Oh yeah.
That's a rare thing for a woman to actually, you know, get prettier.
Well, you know,
that older picture
you
her
know, has it ages. What's her face? Helen Mirren. She has it ages. That woman.
I'll take your word
She's
for that.
She's about 72, and I still do her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not with shim stick and curly pushing.
Helen Mirren.
All right, I'll take your word for that one. Let's see. It's Friday. What a wild time we're having here in the old Possum Hour, man. It's a wild time so far.
keep the noise down there, right? You see?
Yep.
Calm down.
Yep. Simmer.
The neighbors call the cops. Simmer down.
So, did you have a good week?
It's a wild one. It was all right.
Did you have a good week? Good.
Can't hold things.
Oh.
My eyes didn't explode.
Man. That's hardcore, man. Where's my list of shit, man? I don't know my list of shit. Anyway, the end of the last, the end of the era, end of an era, man.
Yeah.
Bogey got a gym crack this week. He was the last one. Yeah, he was the last fucking one, man.
Uh-huh.
There was me, him, and my youngest son. Youngest son went down. I went down. Bogey went down, man.
There you go.
There's no real men left on the planet.
It. You gotta give in. Gotta give in.
Yeah. Well, he was holding on to the landline for his mom, you know, while his mom was still around. Yeah. Now she's gone, is he? Well, just to get the gym cracked here. Oh, jeez. So that asshole's on the internet now. Oh, boy. What are you going to do? You can't stop, progress.
No, you can't. I tried. You can't do it.
But, if you have a plug, you can do a plug.
Yes. And I wish for you.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're ready for it.
Yeah. Plug away.
Ah, okay. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, Eminence Front Radio. His Eminence theme is going to be something. I have no idea what. Something about albums, I guess. That's why I was hoping to move with you. Something to do with big albums of 1969. I think that might be a good guess.
Yeah, 69. Yeah.
Eminence Front Radio, tomorrow morning, 3 Eastern Time, Possum Blues at 4:30, and you can listen to that on www.wriu.org. There you have it,
most
kids.
Excellent. .org, man.
Some kind
and
of
everything.
An album thing.
.org and that.
There you go.
Alrighty.
Fun time. It's a fun time on this page, too, when you're listening to the show. They got a regular group page, but they treat it like it's a chat room, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah. It is. Cool. It works out fine.
Doing better. I think you're doing better than we are.
Oh, by far. 3 o'clock in the morning, doing better than we are.
No offense.
On a Saturday morning yet.
No offense, my dear Maggie C. God bless you, dear.
Yes. Thank you, Maggie C.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, there were some other anniversaries today. I had a list of shit that I have a list of shit? I don't know. I thought I had a list of shit. There's been some, there were several anniversaries this week.
All right.
I guess I have them in the headlines. It's the 40th anniversary of C-SPAN.
What do
you know where they just showed the boring court shit, you know, or the Senate and whatnot, you know? That's been around for 40 years, and it's the 30th. This one's even bigger. This is the big mama. The 30th anniversary of the World Wide Web.
Oh, that's shit.
Yeah, the other day, Goo, you know how they have, they'll make a special Goo thing on the Google?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're like me, but
I
use Google like daily, you know.
Yeah, I'm
so, this.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was March 12th. They had a old type computer logging on with the world and everything. Yep.
Okay. Wow. All right.
And it's been downhill ever since. Well, the internet started in 1969, Maggie C says. But
there you go.
I don't know what they're saying.
What's his face?
30 years.
Who was it? Al Gore that started the internet?
Was it Al Gore?
There you go. Al Gore did it.
Al Gore.
Now he's out saving the world. Is that why Facebook shut down yesterday in celebration of the internet thing?
Oh, that was interesting. I kind of noticed that because I've been trying to stay away from Facebook, you know, for the most part.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I'm on there on show days and then creeping me out, man. I need people on there just trying to snarf you. I don't need to be snarfed. I didn't come here to be snarfed at. But that day that the Facebook went down, they had a spike in hits on Pornhub. Yeah.
Oh.
Amazing. Oh, Facebook's off. Well, guess it's time to jerk off. Go. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go pound some meat.
Hit the porn. Uh-huh.
What's the biggest reason people pound meat? Loneliness.
Yeah.
The world needs Paul Lynde back.
That was good. Loneliness.
Okay, I don't know what I'm trying to figure out for Maggie C. She says 69 is the birth of the internet there. Well, they had ARPANET in 1966. Yeah.
ARPANET.
Predecessor of the internet.
Okay. Did I notice?
I did not notice stuff. You know what? I really don't give a fuck. I was just trying to. Something interesting to open the show with. I
like the way Walt Richter, man, used to call it the inner tubes. He knew. Standing on the inner tubes.
The inner tubes. So what do you think about these celebrities paying for their kids to go into school? That was the biggest story of the week. It even out paced Uncle Bobo this week.
As long as somebody's getting a fucking education, I don't give a fuck.
What? I mean,
we're
yeah, it's bad.
Morons.
They're bad. They're wrong to do that. But man, what was with the outrage on that? Man, they were like freaking out over that. You know, they're worse than Hitler. And they just want their kid to get into school. You know, what the fuck.
And they got the money.
I mean, that's no different than contributing to the. Alumni association and crap, or the football team, or some shit like that, to get your kid in.
Which they do, rich people
and
do.
And it's perfectly,
they buy a wig.
Perfectly above board. That's perfectly acceptable.
And they've been doing that for ages, and there's no beef. Yeah, so what the fuck?
So you know,
who cares?
I smell a rat.
Maybe it's jealousy of rich people is what everyone's pissed off at.
Oh, there's so much jealousy of rich people because we're a nation unsatisfied millionaires that are yet to be. And we hate the ones that already have the money because that's our money. That should be ours. We should be driving Duesenbergs, not them. Okay. Well, until I get a Duesenberg, why don't we blow something up instead?
Duesenberg. That's fun to say.
Duesenbergs. Why don't they still make Duesenbergs, man? The fuck happened to the Duesenberg?
Yeah.
That was the car, man. If you was driving a Duesenberg, that was it. There was no fancier ride than the Duse. That's why they say it's a doozy. That's where that comes from, the Duesenberg.
Today, learn a lot here on Pod. Duesenberg.
One of these days. Duesenberg.
All right. Duesenberg.
Okay, so we're going to blow something up.
Yeah.
I've been really grasping for things to blow up, because we've been blowing shit up for almost a decade now. And,
Oh, yeah.
I don't get a lot of suggestions, which would be nice, which would be helpful, you know. I mean, you listeners out there, if you're in the supermarket and you hear some terrible song, please pass it along. I'd be more than happy
to
blow it up.
Yes. That is impossible.
Left to my own. Left to my own. There's a thing on there just for that. So, left to my own devices. I said, this is the song that almost got me beat up in college.
In college?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was shooting pool with my buddy. And this other yonker was... I guess we were shooting these guys we didn't know, okay? Little pickup game. And while I was shooting, sometimes I'll hum and whistle and make noises. I'm just an annoying person like that sometimes. Well,
you don't have to tell us twice.
The what the fuck is it? Travolta, Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, okay.
Very popular, and I was humming Funky Town. I'm like going ding ding ding, Funky Town, ding ding ding. And this guy that we're shooting pool with that we don't know, he thinks I'm mocking him. Because I guess he was getting heat for being a disco boy from the guys. Notice. I did nothing on this. So he's ready to kick my ass and shit. And I'm like, whoa, dude, man, you know, whoa. And I managed to leave it, you know, defuse the situation. And he became one of them guys that was always like, Hey, pal. You know, like, always wanting to really be my pal after that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, trying to make it up to me. So, it was kind of cool. But,
Fuck him.
I know. He's
disco
a fucking boy. Disco boy. So, let's blow up Funky Town just in honor of Pittsburgh Disco Boy.
Oh, I'm Halliday.
I'm Terror Day.
I'm St. Patrick's Day.
Quiet, Titmouse. Oh! Ah, oh, shit!
I am a dear fool. Piss. Ah, oh, shit!
Rock the red, baby, baby. I'm a rock the red, baby, baby. I'm a rock the red, baby, baby. And I'm rockin' tonight, but you ain't heard nothing.
drive them more. Hey, my rocker, do a new dance crazy. Get a bug bopping or just shake a leg, baby. I'm a rocker, rocker, baby, baby. I'm a rocker, rocker, baby, rocker, baby, rocker, baby, rocker, baby, rocker, baby, rocker, baby, rocker, you ain't heard nothing to the cool cats cry. Ow! I was free when my dad sat me down on his knee. He said, son, it on after the happy while you was born a good cat now, baby. I'm a rockin', rockin' baby, baby, baby. I'm a rockin', rockin' baby, rockin' baby, 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 rockin' night, but you ain't heard nothing. All that's rock. Best on my package and cover them up smooth. Dust in my pocket, cash in my hand. I'm gonna see you rock the baby, baby. I'm a rocker, rock the baby, rebel, baby. I'm a rocker, rock the baby, rebel. Rock the baby, rebel, baby, rockin' the night. But you ain't heard none to the cool cats cry.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Chet Funky Town.
Funky Town.
Chet Funky
Town. They never do tell us where to, how to get to Funky Town, do they? It's still a fucking mystery.
No. Okay. I think they might have maps at the U-Haul, though, if you check.
Yeah? I don't know, man.
It's your U-Haul
Google
distributor.
Google don't have any. On it. I just checked Google Earth.
Nothing on Funky Town on Google Earth. Shit, man. Oh, man. I got my steps in this week. Twice. Twice.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Oh,
hey, beautiful day today.
That night. Wasn't it beautiful? Fucking gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah. I'm telling you.
They did a lot of walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, I did. I did. Got my five grand in. What's that?
Anybody think you're suspicious looking? You changed the route.
No.
Now again.
Okay. No, I'm a pillar of the community, man.
Okay. All
right. I mean, okay. Which doesn't really speak well of my community, but hey, you should see the rest of them guys. I had notes for tonight. But anyway, that was beautiful. Beautiful day, beautiful walking. Got my steps in there. What do we got? Here it is. Driving directions to Funky Town. Nice.
There you have it. Magic seat, crack the case.
And there's ample parking. Good Lord. Get me down with a stick. Thank you. Thank you, Maggie C. That's beautiful. Well, speaking of Maggie C, there they are.
Road trip.
The few, the proud, the possum lounge. Where the fuck is this place? Kansas City.
Funky Town, Kansas City.
Space Force. Yeah.
Nice.
They haven't rolled Space Force out in a while, man.
Well, that went the way of the religious liberty task. That was just something to fuck with it.
They bring it back, though, every time something happens, like, you know.
Yeah. Like they originally did. Their eyes, it's the right hand.
Yeah.
Don't look at the left.
Well, there's no. It's a witch hunt and Space Force. Anyway, speaking of Space Force, there's Apple Cheeks Alice. She's flown in from Alpha Centauri. And boy, are her arms tired. Well, thank you for coming. Always a pleasure. It is always an honor and a pleasure to have you here.
It is. It is. It truly is. And Liz,
and it almost makes it a show. Almost makes it a show. But Dr. Cake, not here.
We're cakeless. We are without cake.
She went to her uncle's and will not be amongst us tonight. So this is not officially a show. So in the back of the program where it says show, not a show, check mark next to not a show.
Not a show.
That's right. Her uncle in Funky Town.
That's a crazy one. The other one.
That's right, Apple Cheeks. It's not the Funky Town uncle. It's the other Serious Town uncle. Thank you for coming in. And then there's GT Trenton, who isn't here either. We'd like to thank him for not showing up. Yeah. It's always a pleasure when you don't show up. No, I don't mean that. Wait, what do I mean? What is this? Oh, good God. I'll tell you. I'm just, I really need
help. You got a mystery note?
I need a secretary is what it is.
Be out of sucking blue.
Go with this one. Celebrity bowling. The greatest theme ever. Am I right on that?
You are correct, sir.
I mean, if I was going to have a show... I would have Fred Rutherford in a jumpsuit in this theme song. What's his name? Fred I can't think of his real name. Fred Rutherford. Mel Cooley.
Oh, Christ.
Richard Deacon.
Richard Deacon. There you go.
That's right. He's a deacon in the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or is that the... Well,
cute little silk scarf.
I mean, when you were growing up, did you have any idea? No, you didn't. You never even entered your mind.
Nope. Not Mel Cooley. He was a man's man. Whenever I
Lumpy.
Think of men, it's John Wayne and Richard Deacon. That's the first two people
Lumpy.
Come to my fucking mind.
Poor Lumpy spent all those years in therapy, man. It was not cool. All right, here we go. Roses are red, barlets are pears. Where e'er thee tread, one so fair as Maggie C.
There you go. That was lovely. That was lovely.
That was what you call poetry, man.
And not many people know this, but the C in Maggie C stands for cake. So this is a semi show. We're on there.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's really cool.
So it all kind of works out.
It kind of works out. And oh,
kind of works.
There's
out.
Michael Wallace 3.
Michael Wallace 3.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Don't ask. Ask what happened to Michael Wallace 1 and 2, though, because you don't want to know. And finally, bringing up the rear,
finally.
Apple Cheeks Gumby. No, Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking, who's here in person tonight on the show.
Damn Skippy.
There they are, ladies and germs. Possum. I put this show together like 2 days ago, so I have no clue what's up next. Isn't that cool? Isn't that fun?
Take a rest.
Makes it like a fun show for me too. Oh, this is neat. This is lovely. All right. Well, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super
As the Beaver.
Hello.
How you pronounce that? Orchestrion. And it's just this big ass fucking piano. It has drums and flutes and.
I see that video. Is it one guy playing it?
It's on a piano roll.
Oh, it's on a roll. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a mechanical, you know, just all it's a fooch. Yeah. I tell you, if I was a millionaire.
Fooch.
Fooch. If I was a millionaire, like, you know, all Americans are, well, we're all American millionaires to be.
Yeah.
I would buy one of them motherfuckers, man. That's cool. That's cool as shit.
You don't have enough
junk
in that house.
I'd need a bigger house. I don't think my ceilings are high enough for one of those things. They're huge.
Huge.
They're huge. Yeah, put a pole barn out back. Put it in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Christ, that's in
that.
That'll work.
Anyways, those things are really fucking cool. Orchestrion.
Right.
I should have looked
that
up.
That
and,
stuff, everything.
What's that?
You've been getting into that stuff, haven't you? Like, last Tuesday you played Topsy on, what was that, some kind of weird machine.
Yeah, I'm liking them, man. They're cool,
sure.
Man.
Okay.
I think they're the pinnacle of human endeavor, perhaps.
Yes, there you go. Well put, sir, well put.
It's been downhill ever since. We went from this to a gym crack? Come on. That's no trade-off. Okay. We got that. Oh, we did find out where Funky Town was. That was cool.
Yeah, it's in Kansas City. If you're just tuning in now, Funky Town is in Kansas City.
Right,
Kansas,
just
I
south,
in Kansas.
Just southeast Kansas City. Just, you know, just ask.
Uh-huh.
When you get to Kansas City, just say, "Where? Can you direct me to Funky Town?" Probably, you'll probably find somebody that can get you there. Absolutely. Oh, did you know we do have a sponsor tonight?
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, because you know, like the holiday weekend, it's a big holiday weekend, you know.
After May,
you get the St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, because you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, uh-huh. It's amateur. Anyways, you're not messing up. Anyway, now a word from our pukey sponsor.
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Look, on the lily pad, a leprechaun. Catch him! Catch him! Catch him!
Always catch me. I'm as green as me clover hat marshmallow.
Oh, Lucky, we're getting closer.
Hey, always catch me. What if I had a new great green clover? I'll blend right in.
Oh, Lucky, we're getting closer.
Hey, always catch me.
I would like to see the commercial of that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have a little Joe Pesci. Hey, Ma! You fucking prick! What's for breakfast? Lucky Charms. Ah, give me the fucking Lucky Charms, then, over here. Fucking prick.
I like it. How's Johnny?
Beer. Benjamin Franklin did not say it's proof that God loves us, but he would have if he'd have thought of it. I'm
sure
completely convinced. Absolutely. He wasn't a dumb guy.
So who was it that did say? Was it the monks? The monks that were making beer?
I think that was Jimmy. It was Jimmy. All along.
Okay.
All right. Well, We're moving right along, man.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, the wackiness ensues.
3 minutes.
Man, can you feel the wackiness?
Yes, I can. Raise the bass on my phone.
I actually peed during the commercial so that I could be here with you to share the experience of our next segment. 3 minutes!
Okay.
You'll never get back! No. See, Maggie C thought that was a dream. No, indeed. That was our commercial.
Oh, no.
You got to pay the bills. You know, this. You think this is for free over here? Right now.
Yeah. Lucky Charms is paying for this.
Yeah. Yeah, Bogey's got a better gym crack than mine. What's up with that, man? He's got the apple.
And he's a newbie? He's a fucking newbie? Mm-hmm. And he got a better one?
He's got the apple, man.
That's what I got.
What are you going to do? You got a better gym crack than me. So, did you see The Bachelor this week?
Oddly enough, I missed it. What happened?
Oh, good, because I didn't watch it either. But now it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
All right.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
We hope along goes you.
And now here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yes.
Alrighty. Ted needs back in.
I think Art Paul's himself on that one.
That was like an earworm, man. That ain't going away.
Uh-huh.
Ding,
uh-huh.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, yeah, you're going to be, like, humming that on your deathbed. Bang, 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 bang.
You're going to get beat up like Disco Boy.
It's Hey Jude and that song. One and two.
Yeah.
Or his earworm. You know? Sir Art Paul, ladies and gentlemen.
Art Paul.
That was beauty. He's so classic. And, you know, I feel like... He's
and he writes his own stuff. Yeah.
He writes his own material.
That's right.
And you see one that played at her funeral.
Yeah, yeah. You
I like
see?
It.
On that fucking
okay.
Worcestershire thing or whatever you like. On that fucking machine What's you
that?
Like.
Oh, yeah, the Orchestron. Strion.
Yeah, Orchestron. Yeah, there you go.
Orchestron.
You can play that.
It's so cool though, cause it's got like a piano, it's got like a xylophone, and it's got drums, and it's got all kind of shit in there. It's all
oh,
in
yeah.
one thing.
Oh,
cool
yeah.
fuck.
And it was better all than right. like Rush.
Now I saw Rush live.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna tell you that's an impressive band. Three dudes make all that noise. Holy shit.
Okay. They were impressive. A Polish girl
yeah,
was in love with Rush.
I mean, I wasn't
Still
a big
is.
Fan, but
I
took my son. He was a big fan, and I was very impressed. I'm like, man, you guys fucking make a ruckus for three motherfuckers on a stage, you know?
I'm impressed that your son was a big fan. I mean,
yeah, that's number two, son. He's a weirdo. You know that. Apathetic nation. Fucking weirdo.
He's his own man. I like him. He's all right.
He is definitely one of a kind. He is one of a kind.
Uh-huh.
Thank God. Thank God for the rest of civilization.
Yeah.
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 Seen the movie yet? We're waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting for the big day.
Did you
right,
see his Oscar speech yet?
I want to see him up there with the Oscar thing. He goes, he'd be like, hey, yeah, thanks. And he'd walk off. Something pithy like that. All right, now, earlier in the week, one of our mutual friends posted this lovely post from Healthy and Natural World. The headline reading, Proven Health Benefits of Eating Eggs Based on Evidence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all kinds of eggs are extremely nutritious. Eggs promote healthy eye health, good eye health. Eggs can help
I
you lose
them.
Weight. Eggs help build bone and muscle strength. Eggs boost brain health and keep you sharp. Eggs can prevent heart disease and breast cancer. All right. How many eggs should you eat a day? Well, they don't know. But eat up to seven eggs a week.
How about
no risk.
Is it bad for your cholesterol?
Today the stupid thing comes out and says, "Oh, geez, eggs are gonna kill you. Eggs are gonna kill you."
Yeah.
cholesterol in the eggs. bad news. Bad news. Oh yeah. Well, you know what? I love eggs. Fuck science. I'm just going to eat eggs. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Fuck them. I don't care if they're good for me or bad for me.
Uh-huh.
I like them. They hit the spot when I eat them.
They live the full fucking life.
There you go. There you go. So
eat your eggs.
You just have an egg. If you want an egg, have an egg. If you don't want an egg, don't have an egg. That's my advice. Fucking egg. Yeah.
If you like Drano, fucking drink it. The fuck? What are we here?
No, don't do that, man.
No.
That makes me sad because we had the Drano twins in elementary school, man.
These
two little girls
that
both,
yeah,
both drank the Drano. And they had it's a sad, sad state.
That killed Kurt Vonnegut's mother.
Man, don't drink Drano. This is bad news.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
yep, for life.
Here's a weird thing. You know how, like, women are getting into government and all this shit, right? Finally. Thank God. Because men have been fucking it up for over 200 years now. Well, they're always passing these men are always passing these bills that regulate women's bodies, okay? Tell them what they can or cannot do with their bodies. So, in order to push back from one of these things, these women proposed to every man over the age of 55 in Georgia, has to report the release of sperm immediately to a county sheriff or local law enforcement agency as soon as he releases that sperm. House Bill 604. And because they're trying to pass one of those heartbeat abortion bills, which says once the heartbeat is, and it's basically a ban on abortion. So, they introduced the Testicular Bill of Rights, and I think it's only fair. If the men get to say what the women can do with their bits, then the women should be able to say what the men can do with their bits.
Okay, all right. As long as it's in Georgia.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how busy I'd keep the sheriff these days, you know.
I keep a log.
Well, good luck to them. All right, good luck to them. What's going on here? Oh, this woman charged with DUI after carrying 15-foot tree in the front grille of her car. Police noticed her going down the street with a tree coming out of her front grill there. They charged her with drinking and driving, man.
She had her head out the window to see where she was going or something? A big fucking tree?
No, I think she had one eye closed, you know, to keep it on the road. They didn't say she was driving erratically or anything at the time. It was just previously something happened.
Tree.
Yeah, tree was lodged in there. I'm sure she was going to take care of it later. I think they're being a little...
Little
pushy. But, tree lives matter, I guess. They got to do something.
Yes, it does, man. You can't pull over everybody that's driving around with a tree.
Someday people will track your sperm count instead of your credit
rating.
That's
true.
I don't know if I got many swimmers left, man. To be honest.
No?
Fuck, man.
Well,
I used to come in courts. You know, it was crazy. It was dangerous. And it's just not, you know, just ain't like that anymore.
What are you
going
to do? What are you going to do?
It's like Old Faithful is, well, now he's old, but he's no longer faithful, unfortunately. Well, here's some interesting news. I think we were talking about this. The Clampett's, the Beverly Hillbillies Clampett's mansion.
Yeah.
It's for sale. $350 million.
How often does that go on sale? Wasn't that on sale before?
This may be the same. It may still be, we may be talking about the same thing.
You know what? Someone's probably buying it and selling it again. I retire.
Well,
if it goes up.
This time they're throwing in the cement pond. No charge. No charge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. How about Ellie May in her paper bathing suit? Remember that episode? Hoofa. Paper bathing suit.
She was a dish. She was a dish.
Dissolved as soon as she hit the water.
Zippity
that was my favorite
doodah.
Episode.
All right. I don't want to read that one. What's this?
Woo-woo Duesenberg.
Okay, we'll end on that story for sure. This is a bad... Here's a warning, danger, Will Robinson. Heavy metals in 45 fruit juices, man. That ain't cool.
Yeah.
You know, the fruit juice, get the fruit juice.
They say the kratom has unidentified
lead,
metals in it. Everyone
arsenic,
it.
Cadmium. Shoot, man. This is why
if you
I
like
drink
your
beer
fruit
in the
juice, just drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why
I don't beer.
Have a natty? Fuck, you know. Uh-huh. Gotta kill whatever's
ailing.
Yeah, well,
you know
man.
What?
If you're anyway.
You look hard enough at Google, you'll find something in natties.
This is probably
it's there
true.
Somewhere. It's there somewhere, man.
Yeah. Alright. Well, let's see. I got weird headlines, man. I don't know what the fuck of it.
Just weird headlines on it.
I've been in a weird mood lately, man. That's all. Okay, it's scientists have created mind control rat cyborgs. How about that? You ready for that?
Mad scientists, did you say?
No.
Huh?
Chinese. Well, I don't know. Chinese.
Oh, well. They're always doing wacky shit, man.
General Xing. China. He's in China. This is what happened in China.
It's only a matter of time till they put lasers on sharks. Like in Austin Powers.
Fuck, man.
We have to take over the world,
I'm going
to
put the link in there. Look at the fucking picture, dude.
Okay, I'm going to have to see what this is all about.
They got this
rat
brain
cyborgs.
Thing. They got a rat, see? The rat's in the picture, and then there's like this Jack Kirby-looking machine coming out of the rat's brain. And they're controlling the rat, man.
They
made him lick another rat's butt.
New movie.
Yeah. And then they made him write bad checks and cheat on his taxes. And actually, this is going to be Uncle Bobo's defense once he comes to trial, which is nice.
I like the fact they call it brain machine. Brain machine interfaces.
Man,
yeah,
is that wicked shit?
Defense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, going to be...
Who thinks up this shit? Hey, I got it.
Wouldn't me.
Put a brain machine on a fucking rat.
Yeah, yeah. Make the rat do our bidding.
Yeah. So was this
fuck,
an experiment
man.
Thing? Are they going to strap that to us soon one day? Is that
no.
What
they've got a whole goddamn army of these rats with weird things on their heads, and they're coming
it's
to get
us. It's an update of Willard.
Yeah, they're going to undermine our American dream. The American dream is
That's
dead,
it.
Thanks to the brain rats.
I think
Nostradamus
said that's what was going to happen. Didn't Nostradamus say they were going to put brains on rats and that's going to be the end of the world?
Do you think Dr. Cake not showing up tonight is a coincidence?
Yeah.
And what about Ford Prefect? What about Ford Prefect? Nobody even mentions Ford Prefect.
There you go.
You got mind-controlled rats. Steering through mazes, Ford Prefect's nowhere around to. Just a little too convenient.
Got Ford's name written all over it, man.
You got that right. That's something you come up with while you're on Gargle Blasters. All right. Now, if you've bought every damn stupid fucking thing you can think of. All right?
Yeah.
And you're still looking for another goddamn stupid thing to fucking buy. Well, this, I have just the thing for you.
Fatal.
The GoPro cock cam.
The cock cam?
The GoPro cock cam. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
It's a cock ring for your cock, and it's got a camera on it. And it's only $160.
It makes a great stocking stuffer at Christmas time.
Great stocking. In fact, well, fill in the, you can use your imagination there. You know, you get to see the inside of the stocking and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
can film heaven. See that?
What is...
Why not?
I don't know what to say, but the guy that came up with that is a, you know, come on. Jeez. So, you know, nobody's thought of a cock cam. Well, you just put a camera on a cock ring. And, well, it's only $159.95, so...
well, it's a reasonable price. Yeah.
Yeah, get two.
Hey,
Ted!
HTC?
Ted, you could even put it on your dog's dick.
Okay.
If you wanted. Yeah.
If you're into that, you're into that. you can post it on YouTube. There's probably several channels on YouTube.
Comes in doggy sizes, Ted.
Ted's all excited.
Ted wants one.
He wants one.
Ted wants one. All right. Well, there you have it. The length and the breadth of it.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car.
heaven, you know I love you.
Beauty. Beauty. That's so much tight.
All right.
Well,
hey, if you can't play.
I just put my order in, man. You didn't say as Amazing Night does Vision. That sold me. There you
well,
go.
That goes without saying.
Yeah,
you get to see all the bits in infrared night vision and HD video. Up to 90 minutes.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a good fluffer handy, though. Because you don't want to waste video. Be ready. Ready to go. Ready to cut diamonds.
That's Skippy.
All right. I missed this one. I did a double take when I saw the headline because I'm like, is this Gumby?
Interesting.
No offense. But it reads, creep convicted of breaking into home, sucking on sleeping woman's toes.
Oh, yeah.
A California man convicted of sucking on a sleeping woman's toes after breaking into her home, claimed to be a Zeus-like god sent to Earth to seduce women.
That's his story.
Are
you sure we didn't do this already?
Did we do this one? All right.
Maybe it was the Derek and Kay show. I forget. But I think it was us.
That could.
But
I
don't
know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well.
A little toe sucking.
Toe sucking. Toe sucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do this? I hope we didn't do this one. This woman started watching she found a pile of VHS tapes, okay, in a closet. And she decided to check them out. She's thinking maybe, you know, there'd be some porn in there. Comes on the screen, lights up, a naked man has been adjusting the camera controls. He walks away from the camera towards a woman. And then the dude jumps on the woman. They start having stiff missionary sex. And she says, it was the least sensual porn I'd ever seen. And although I didn't have much to compare it with, I was pretty sure it was amateur. And it wasn't until the man stood up and started walking toward the camera with everything proudly on display that she recognized her dad.
Let your freak flag fly, Daddy.
She,
all right.
She was a little kid. And she said she repressed the memory for many years, but then decided to share her story. Yeah. She says now she can laugh at the horrific memory, but admits things were very awkward around her parents.
For a few weeks
after that discovery. Oh, man. Can you imagine that? Getting a tape of your parents' sex. Good Lord. I'm glad I grew up in the analog age. Fortunately, it was mom, too. Because that would have... Yeah. Now, I like this. Apple Cheeks added this one in here. Indian man to sue parents for giving birth to him. This gal with the porn ought to think about this too. They say what? He didn't ask to be born. You know, I made that same argument to my parents, and I just remember getting whacked across the noggin, and I never said it again.
I don't think I did either. I don't remember.
You didn't ask to be born. I begged to be born. I said,
you begged to be born, did you?
Have me. I said, conceive me and have me now, Diddy Mao.
I got funny heads to throw. Get me out of here.
Well, some people have told him to go kill himself, which, you know, why not, man? If you're not...
Jesus.
I wish you hadn't been born. I say that every morning, though. That's how I wake up.
What people said that? What was it, Twitter or something? What did he put it on?
Twitter, Twatter, or something, you know, whatever's good for you.
Any social media. Okay.
Social media.
First of all, what is that?
Facebook. Facebook.
Don't blame your miserable life on your fucking parents.
No, blame it on Facebook, I'd say.
So blame it on Facebook,
Blame it on Facebook, man. It's been Well, I'd say it's the fucking internet altogether. What do we got, 30 years? Or, well, I don't know. Maddie C. says it's 69. I don't know. And the eggs cause cholesterol, and you can't eat them anymore.
Hell in a handbasket, Commodore.
What's up with that?
Uh-huh.
People cheating on their college admissions. What's next?
Bunch of old kind of ads.
Yeah, it's all over. Too bad.
Yeah.
49 years, Maggie C says.
49. Yeah, okay. All right.
It's almost as old as me. Well, Ted, you're such a drama queen. Now he wants to get in bed. Well, okay, I'll tell you what. We'll polka, and I'll take care of the silly dog. How's that?
Polka.
Polka, polka, polka. This one's for you, Dr. Cake.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Headlines.
That's right.
It's your Chico marks. I'm sorry, Chico.
Yes.
You must pronounce it correctly. Chico mark.
Chico.
That will see if you're with Marxian experts and you say Chico, they will laugh. Novice.
It's short for chicken chaser.
chicken chaser, which means goyles.
Yeah. Goyles.
Not eggs, because they cause cholesterol and kill you. Or they're very healthy for you. I'm not sure.
So you pick.
One of the two.
So you pick. Isn't it wonderful that we got any information we want at our fingertips and we get both sides?
I know. Either way you want it.
Yeah.
That's why I was so glad my son quit vaping, because it was driving me crazy. I'd read an article one day, vaping is completely harmless.
Yeah.
And then the next day, vaping is worse than cigarettes.
Exactly.
Like, Jiminy Christmas.
It's the FDA, man. It's the FDA. They want to ban everything.
No, it's the internet, man.
Party poopers.
It's the fucking internet.
Party poopers. Yep.
It's people that for some fucking reason want to put fake information out amongst the people. And I don't know why they do it, and it pisses me off, and I'm shaking my fist so hard. Why I oughta. Okay, calm down. Calm down.
And now Bogey. Now Bogey's going to get all the misinformation now.
That's right. Well, he already gets plenty of information. He's been listening to AM radio for the last 4 years. Fill in the blanks. I have to talk him down from some crazy ones, man.
Talk him down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talk radio is fucking nuts.
AM radio is the worst. The worst of the worst. Well, I don't know. There's shit on the internet I haven't even looked at yet. I don't want to look at it. It's turning people into mush heads. Fortran, Fivetran, Tutran, Threetran. QAnon and all this crazy shit, man. Country's losing its fucking
mind. Gotta ride it out, Tom. Ride it out.
They're losing their minds, man.
Losing their minds.
Well,
come on.
I hope it ends peacefully. But it just seems like it's not gonna end pretty. No, it's not gonna end pretty.
It's gonna end with rats with fake brain things on their heads.
Right.
That's the end of the world.
Dragging pizzas into the subway, right?
Yes, yes.
Vaping,
too.
Eating pizza with things on their brains.
Uh-huh. That's it. That's
sucking toes.
I see. Sucking toes. I see it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... You know, it's funny. You talk to Gigantor, and he's always saying, you know, and then he says, I don't know.
With that raspy voice, says, no.
I don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
That's almost a pop.
Hey.
What are?
Yinling. I watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure last night. On the Roku TV. It just came on. I was like, there's something to watch. And then after that came on the Coneheads, and I watched that. And then after that came on the Burbs, and I watched that, and I went,
I love the Burbs. That's one of my favorite.
What the hell's going on here? That was a weird one.
Brother Theodore. Brother Theodore was fucking great in that.
That was a strange fucking movie, man.
Yep.
Gail Gordon's last appearance. Mrs. Walter. Carmichael, Yinling.
Walter, the toupee. Bruce Dern made that fucking movie.
Well, Bruce Dern makes everything.
Yeah.
Part of the contract.
They go to goddamn brownie. What, do you keep a horse in the basement?
Oh, shoot. I better warm up the transporter, man, because we got to beam the fuck out of here.
Get transformed out of here. I got to go to bed. I'm fucking beat.
All right, you want to just shut her down at the call at an hour? All right, then. Say goodnight, everybody. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. What do I got? What do I got?
What do you got?
This one.
Two days ago.
Dan Blocker, Dan Blocker, Lorne Green, Mike DeLand, and Pernell Roberts. Dan Blocker, Dan Blocker, Lorne Green, Mike DeLand, and Pernell Roberts. Dan Blocker.
I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!